You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Jordan. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes.
Hi, and are you currently calling from a safe location or a safe area?
Yes.
Can you please spell your first and last name for me?
My insurance is going to be up on the call, too.
And you said what's the first name?
Charles. C-H-A-R-L-E-S.
Hi, and what's the last?
K-E-Y-S.
Hi, and can you please provide me with a good callback phone number just in case the phone line gets disconnected?
850-544-9611.
And again, that's 850-544-9611.
Yes.
And would you like to receive mobile text updates for once I'm able to secure a service provider for you? It'll provide you with their name and estimated. Okay. And message and data rates may apply. And may I please have the member ID number or the policy number that's associated with the policy?
Just a minute.
You see.
It's PFL1799291.
And you said it's PFL, P as in Pearl?
Yes.
And you said it's 179929?
Yes, 291.
Okay, the last number is 1.
Yes.
Hi, and again, that number is P as in Pearl, S as in Frank, L as in Larry, 1799291.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, it's not pulling up anything for me by that number. Do you have your VIN number for the vehicle?
Yes. It's 1FAHP2E82DG156584.
He said it's 1, F as in Frank, A as in Apple, H as in Henry, P as in Pearl, the number 2, E as in Edward, the number 8, the number 2, D as in David, G as in George, 156584.
Yes.
Hi, it's not pulling up anything for me by that number either. Give me just a second. Let me see if I have another way that I can look it up. And they didn't give you a member number for your roadside assistance?
No, ma'am, they didn't.
Okay, and do you have the effective date for when the policy started or the last time it was renewed?
It was effective date 2/18/2021.
Okay, and is it showing a producer code and plan letter anywhere on there?
No, it's not.
Okay, because that's the only other way that is allowing us to look it up by is with the effective date, producer code, and plan letter. And without that information, it is prompting for it to be an out-of-pocket expense where you can submit for a reimbursement consideration.
Okay, well, how much would it be?
It will just depend on the service that you're needing, and I would have to set up the service and reach out to the service providers to get a quote for the services because we don't have we don't have specific prices for the services.
I just need to jump off because my car won't stop.
Okay, and can you please provide me with your address?
1201 South 13th Street, Decatur.
He said 211 South 13th Street.
1201 South 13th Street.
And what's the state and zip code?
Decatur, Indiana. The zip code is 46733.
And what's the year, make, model, and color of the vehicle that you need assistance with?
It's a 2013 Ford Taurus. It's silver.
Okay, give me just a few more seconds. I'm getting this information. I'll type it. And did your engine turn off on you while you were driving, or you turned it off and it just wouldn't turn back on?
I turned it off and it just wouldn't turn back on.
And is your vehicle currently backed into a parking space, or is it in a parking space?
It's in the parking space, but there are no cars or nothing beside me.
Okay, and the best phone number for them to reach you at once they're on the way there is 850-544-9611.
Yes.
And can you please provide me with the address of, or is it at the 1201 South 13th Street?
Yes.
Okay, is that a Quality Inn?
Is it a what?
A Quality Inn.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and I will need to reach out to a service provider to get a quote for the service. And if you do choose to pay out of pocket, once I'm able to obtain a quote, what payment method would you have available for the service provider? Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and reach out to them to get a quote for the service. And are you wanting to stay on hold, or did you want for me to give you a call back with the quote?
I could stay on hold.
Okay, give me just a second. I'm going to place you on a brief hold.